Well, everybody, welcome to episode 237 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. We're going to break down the Class 5A football playoffs tonight with one of the key players from both the Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial teams. My first guest is a senior receiver for Ankeny, and he has helped the Hawks to a 6-3 record and a number 7 seed in the playoffs. He caught an 82-yard touchdown pass on the game's first play from scrimmage to help Ankeny to a 49-19 win over visiting Cedar Rapids, Washington in the regular season finale on Friday. And for the season, he has caught 36 passes for a team-high 744 yards, which ranks 6th in Class 5A. He also has 7 receiving touchdowns, which is tied for 9th in Class 5A. He's Devin Akers. Devin, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, you bet. I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far, but I know you're hoping that your team still has 4 more games left. We're about 48 hours away from kickoff on Friday night now. You know, are you getting excited to get things going?
For sure. It's been a long, hard week of practice and a lot of nerves. We're anxious to get out on the field. So.
Well, your team will host Johnston in the opening round. But before we break that game down, I just wanted to get an update on your health. You suffered a torn labrum during a win at Cedar Rapids Prairie on September 29th. And then after sitting out the next game, you returned the following week, and you had 6 catches for 105 yards and a touchdown and a 24-23 loss at Valley. And then in last week's game, I know Coach Jeff Bauer was hoping to get you out of the game early to preserve you for the playoffs. So how are you feeling right now? Are you dealing with much pain?
Not so much, especially on the field when I got the adrenaline pumping. But it was good to get that one game off to rehab it a little bit more, so yeah.
All right, well, Johnston enters the game with a 5-4 record. And, of course, you guys handed the Dragons one of their losses, 16-10 on September 15th. You had 4 catches for 51 yards in that game. But it was really a defensive struggle as the two teams combined for 5 interceptions. You know, what else do you remember about that game?
I just remember it was weren't a lot of passing opportunities. It was more of a ground game. And I played a little defense that game, too. So, yeah, so it's a hard-fought game for both sides. So.
Yeah, do you like playing both ways at times?
I do. It's fun to mix it up sometimes, so.
Well, your quarterback, Luke Anderson, completed 12 of 18 passes in that game, but it was only for 91 yards. You know, did Johnston do anything special to try to shut you down since you had scored a total of four touchdowns in the first 3 games of the season?
I think they dropped safeties pretty deep, so we just need to take our underneath routes more. So, yeah.
Well, your team did have some success on the ground in that game. Daniel Army ran for 105 yards on 19 carries. And Caden Henkes ran 14 times for 63 yards. And those two guys have been a great 1-2 punch all season. They've combined for 1,562 yards. You know, do you think it's going to be important to establish the run on Friday to kind of open up the passing game?
Yeah, it's always important to establish the run. It's a lot easier if you got those two running backs in the backfield. They're insane. So.
Well, your quarterback has certainly had an outstanding year. Anderson has passed for 1,634 yards, and he's tied for 8th in Class 5A with his 15 touchdown passes. Now, he didn't have much experience coming into the season, but I know you told me earlier how much confidence you had in him, though. You know, he's really been a big part of the team's success, hasn't he?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's exceeded a lot of people's expectations, and mine included. He really surprised a lot of people, so.
Well, I didn't see that first game against Johnston, but Luke did have a couple of interceptions in that game. And were the Dragons able to get some pressure on him? Is that what led to the picks, do you think?
I think maybe a little bit, yeah.
Well, Johnston's quarterback, Will Nuss, completed 16 of 34 passes for 233 yards in that game. He had an 80-yard touchdown pass to D'Angelo Barku, but he was also picked off 3 times, once each by Jacob Moorfield, Samuel Sandvig, and Kenny Voss. So even though you guys were outgained in that game, you know, your defense obviously bent a little bit, but you know, they were able to come up with a big play when they needed it. You know, what can you say about your team's defense this year?
Yeah, I think winning the turnover battle is it's going to be a big key to winning this Friday, like we did the first matchup. So, but our defense has been phenomenal. They've impressed a lot of people as well. So, yeah.
Is that something the coaches preach a lot, you know, taking care of the ball?
For sure, yeah. We work on ball security all the time, things like that, so.
Well, the special teams could also play a big role, and you're a part of that as well as the team's punter. You had 4 punts for an average of 40.3 yards in the first game, and for the season you're now averaging about 40 yards per kick. So when did you first realize that, you know, you were a pretty good punter, and do you enjoy that role too?
Well, I was actually the all-star game punter for AJF back in the day, so I knew I had it in me somewhat, but I just never had an opportunity to. So until, I can't remember, week 2 or 3, Bauer said, you got the punt job, so.
Was it kind of hard sometimes, though, you know, to maybe run a deep route on third down, and then if you have an incomplete pass, you got to run back to the huddle, and then you got to get ready to punt right away?
Yeah, it can definitely get tiring, but, you know, I just got to look forward to the sideline after our opponent, so.
Well, you guys played a very tough schedule this season. Two of your losses were to the state's top two teams, number one Southeast Polk and number two Dowling Catholic. You know, you have to feel like your team is battle-tested, don't you?
For sure. We've seen everything possible, pretty much, so I'm ready for anything.
Well, Southeast Polk is the only undefeated team, and of course, they won a showdown against Dowling a week ago in triple overtime, and the Rams, of course, are the two-time defending champions. Do you feel like they're the team to beat until somebody knocks them off?
I think so. I think that's safe to say.
Well, you guys could get a rematch against Dowling in the quarterfinals because the winner of your game will play either Dowling or Sioux City East, and the Maroons will be heavily favored to win that one. Your team dropped a 35-14 decision to Dowling on September 8th. If you do get a chance to play them again, you know, what do you think would be the key to maybe knocking them off?
Well, I think we showed flashes in that game, and we showed flashes in every game that if we think we just put that together for four quarters, we can play with anybody, so.
Well, Devin, before I let you go, I just wanted to get an update on your recruiting situation. I know you've received several different offers. Do you have a timetable for making a decision?
I haven't thought through too much. I think I'm going to get to the end of the season and maybe focus on that a little more, but yeah.
Well, I know you've taken, you know, a few game day visits to some bigger schools. Have you gotten much D1 interest?
I've gotten some. You know, Iowa's been big, but as far as big D1s go, that's about it.
Do you think missing all of last season because of an injury maybe hurt you, you know, recruiting-wise?
I think it definitely did. I tried to make up for it going to some camps this season, or in the summer, but yeah.
Well, hey, Devin, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is a realtor at Coldwell Banker, and she has been a frequent guest on the podcast. Her last appearance was in June, so it's nice to welcome her back. She is Rhonda Dix. Rhonda, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Great, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I think it was about a year ago when you were on you were getting ready to head to Jamaica. My wife and I are actually going down there for Christmas this year, and we're also heading out tomorrow for a weekend in Vegas. So do you have any fun trips coming up here?
I do. I'm getting ready to go on the Coldwell Banker President's Club trip. We're headed to Mexico here this next week, so of course that means real estate's getting busy just because plan a vacation or something, and that's when everybody comes out of the woodwork, so All good.
Yeah, I've never been to Mexico other than just going across the border there at Tijuana. So what part of Mexico do you guys go to?
We're going to go to Cancun Riviera Maya and go back to the Secrets Akmal Resort. So it's an all-inclusive, adults only. It's gorgeous. We were there about 3 years ago, so ready to go back, and hopefully it's all the same.
Sounds good. All right. Well, what's new in the real estate world?
Well, now is a great time. We're starting to see a little bit people move. They're excited. They're trying to get their decisions made so they can get hunkered in for the holidays and some probably elements that are on their way here to Iowa soon. But yeah, we're also picking up with built-to-order meetings. People are starting to plan for their spring builds. So a lot of good things going on.
Yeah. Is this a busy time of year for you generally, or is it kind of slowed down a little bit as you get into the colder weather?
Interesting that you asked that. I had a newer agent ask me, since I've been in the business a little bit, if this is a normal market. He's never really seen anything like this. He thought it was slow. And I said, well, usually the people that are out and about, they're serious, but also there's a little bit of uptick right before the holidays, and you know, people are planning. They start thinking about saving money for the holidays and you know, tabling everything until the first of the year, depending on the weather. So, yeah, I think there's good movement going on, or at least I'm experiencing it. So I'll enjoy the ride.
So the high interest rates aren't scaring people away yet?
You know, interesting again. No, I mean, those people that have to move, whether it's life, jobs, you know, transitions, you name it. Casey's headquarters here in Ankeny, they're bringing in a lot of great people, and good to see relocations kind of back for them. Most people were working from home, and now we're seeing people come in from all over the country. So that's exciting for Ankeny as well as, you know, for those of us that are ready here to help them.
Well, if anybody has any questions about the real estate market that you could answer, that I don't want them calling me. So what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, certainly. You're welcome to give me a call at 515-975-3735. Or I'm located on the Coldwell Banker website at rhonda.dix@cbdsm.com. So happy to answer any questions.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming in tonight and have fun on your trip.
Thank you. You too.
All right. You bet.
Bye. Bye.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast, and MJ is also now the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. We appreciate the support from them. As always, we record our podcast every week over here at the MJ office in the new Standard building, which is located behind the Come and Go on Northeast 36th. And we appreciate their accommodations over here. They got a nice brand new office, which opened up about a year ago. And there's also some units out here, which people can buy. And I think they're filling up fast. If you've never been over here, it's a nice building. If you're looking for a place to live, this might be a place that you'd want to check out. All right, my final guest tonight is a senior tight end for the Ankeny Centennial squad, and he has helped the Jaguars to a 5-4 record. Last Friday, he caught two passes for 68 yards and a pair of touchdowns as Centennial clinched a playoff berth with a 41-3 victory at Urbandale. For the season, he has 15 catches for 282 yards and a team-high 8 scores, which is tied for 4th in Class 5A. He is Chase Shetty. Chase, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. You guys are entering the playoffs as the number 13 seed. You know, and a lot of teams in that situation are just happy to be there. But, you know, your team has obviously shown at times this year that you can play with anybody. And you've got to feel like you're a dangerous team. You know, do you think you guys are capable of making a deep run, you know, possibly even getting to the Uni Dome?
I 100% agree with that. I mean, I feel like there's been some games that didn't go our way, came down to the last play. And I really feel like we're one of those teams that the dark horse. Like, no one's expecting us to do much. Nobody wants to play us, but I think we're ready for anything that comes our way.
Well, of course, last year, Valley was a 13 seed, and the Tigers made it all the way to the championship game before falling to Southeast Pope. You know, so does that give you guys even more confidence that maybe you can do it as well?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's kind of like you can be hot during the beginning of the season, but it all comes down to who's hot at the end and who makes the run.
Well, it won't be easy, however. You guys will have to travel to number 4 seed Waukee Northwest on Friday, and the Wolves have had a tremendous season. Their only two losses came early on to Johnston and Dowling, and they are currently riding a 5-game winning streak. Just 12 days ago, they came to Aiken Stadium and posted a 17-7 win over your team on your senior night. So I imagine you guys are pretty happy to get another shot at them, huh?
Yeah, we're really happy, you know. We kind of see this as our revenge tour, and it's our time to get back at the teams that maybe took us down in the season. It's our time to show everyone that those were flukes and that, like, we have a great team.
Well, I wasn't at that game, but I heard it was a rough night all around for you guys. Your offense was held to 163 total yards, and I'm guessing that was a season low. Northwest is allowing about 11 points per game during its winning streak. You know, so they obviously have a really good defense. But was there something in particular that they were doing, you know, that caused you guys some problems, or was it more of a matter of execution or lack thereof, you know, by your offense?
I mean, they came ready to play, you know. We weren't that physical. We could have done a lot of more executing on offense. I mean, our defense played an amazing game. They did everything we needed from them. We just didn't do the things we needed to do at the end of the day.
Well, for the most part, you know, you guys have been so prolific on offense all year. Our quarterback, Trent Smith, has passed for 1,393 yards, and he ranks 5th in Class 5A with 18 touchdown passes, while Elijah Porter, he leads the ground attack with 968 yards and 11 scores. You know, do you think if you guys come out on Friday and have at least, you know, some success running the ball, that might help open up the passing game?
Yeah, 100%. You know, with Elijah and Braden and JJ in the backfield, I mean, it's hard not to have success, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down if we can run the ball.
On the other side of the ball, your defense will certainly have its hands full. In the first game, Northwest quarterback Sam Johnson completed just 4 of 11 passes for 64 yards, but he had a big night running the ball. He rushed for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. And running backs Ryan Woodruff and Caleb James combined for another 151 yards rushing. You know, so they were really able to dominate the time of possession. I think they ran like 75 plays to just 35 by you guys. And I know you don't play defense, but what do you think your defense will need to do to kind of prevent that from happening again?
Well, actually, I haven't played the end.
Oh,
I played against them last time.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a really athletic Sam. He's really athletic. I mean, he's a star in 3 sports: basketball, football, and track. And I mean, he's hard to contain. You're just gonna have to beat him. I mean, you can't really beat him with speed because he's so fast. You just have to be smart and know that he's back then at any time you can run. And then they also have like Maverick, who's a really good receiver. You gotta trust your DBs and safeties that they can take care of him. I guess like we held him 17 points, so it was kind of on the offense. But if we can do that again, I feel confident that we can get away with him.
Yeah, I'm sure you feel like that if you hold him to 17 again, that, you know, maybe the outcome will be different, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the turnover battle could be crucial as well. Northwest won the turnover battle in that game 2-1. Carter Blakely had both a fumble recovery and an interception. You know, is that something that your coaches preach a lot, taking care of the ball?
Yeah, 100%. You know, Coach Pizzetti, that's his main thing, protect the ball, defend the ball, because at the end of the day, the only thing that scores is the ball. So if you don't have it, then there's a low chance of you winning.
I know you guys can't afford to look past Friday, but I did want to get your thoughts on the next game if your team would happen to win. You already know that you'll have to make a trip to Eastern Iowa because you would play the winner of a game between 5th-seeded Bettendorf and number 12 Iowa City High. And that's an interesting matchup because Bettendorf is the higher-seeded team, but the Little Hawks just rolled to a 42-21 win over Bettendorf, you know, on that same field on Friday. I mean, I'm guessing you probably don't know much about either of those teams yet, do you?
I don't know much about the Little Hawks, but I know from watching film that Bettendorf is a hard-nosed team. They have some kids that can hit, and they're pretty good.
Well, traditionally, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well, of course, Southeast Polk and Dowling are the top two seeds in Class 5A, and I know some people feel like there's a little bit of a gap between those two and the rest of the teams in Class 5A, but you guys were able to play both those teams, you know, as tough as anybody, taking them both down to the wire. I'm sure if you could make it to the Dome, you'd love to get another shot at either one of them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have both of them, to be honest.
Well, one of the benefits of being seeded 13th for your team is that you won't have to beat either one of those teams, you know, to get to the Dome. Ankeny, of course, is seeded 7th. We just talked to Devin Akers. So the Hawks, you know, will get a first-round game at home, but then they would likely have to beat Dowling to make it to the Dome. So do you think there's almost a benefit to be seeded where you guys are as opposed to where they're at?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we got a pretty good seed. I feel like we get to play someone that we lost to, which is always good. And then I feel like the second round, we got a little bit lucked out there. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like once you make it to state, any team you play is going to be really good.
Well, Southeast Polk is the two-time defending champs, and they just beat Dowling in triple overtime in Week 8 to wrap up the number one seed in the playoffs. Now, you guys got to play both of those teams, and both of those games came down to the final seconds. You know, who do you think should be the favorite to win it all? Do you think it's the Rams until somebody knocks them off?
I mean, I'm always going to ride with the Jags, but to be honest, I think the Rams have a really solid quarterback, a really solid receiving core, and the running back's kind of a hidden gem. He's pretty good. And, I mean, I feel like they have a really good thing going there. I mean, their head coach is really good, and they always have a really good bond, and, like, they're a hard-hitting team. And, I would say that other than us, I would say that Southeast Polk is a really good team.
Well, Chase, before I let you go, I just wanted to get an update on your recruiting situation. I know you've taken some visits and had some schools looking at you. Where are you at? Do you have a timetable for making a decision?
I'm kind of just worrying about the season right now, and then I'll probably end up making a decision later after the season and figuring out where I am after that. You know, got to focus on state right now.
Sure.
Make a run at it.
You bet. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in tonight, and good luck on Friday night.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You bet. All right, you've listened to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. I want to thank my guests again for coming in here tonight. We had senior receiver Devin Akers from Ankeny and senior tight end Chase Shetty of Ankeny Centennial, along with Coldwell Banker Realtor Rhonda Dix. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. It's going to be a big weekend. Like I mentioned earlier when I was talking to Rhonda, I'm heading to Las Vegas this weekend for a little bit getaway with my wife, which we planned several months ago. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it the weekend before, which is when we wanted to do it, so I am going to miss the first round of the playoffs. But we'll have reporters and photographers at both of those games, and we'll also have coverage of the state cross-country meet, which is on Friday. Obviously, we have some teams there that have a chance to do very well, and we'll have a photographer there, and we'll certainly have coverage throughout the weekend from all of those events, which you can check out on AnkenyFanatic.com. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.